Hey guys, my name is Carlos Kalzik. I am one of the pastors at Calvary San Diego, and this is the first video of a two-part video series where I'm talking about lessons that we've learned through this pandemic in regards to corporate worship, in regards to just recording our service and the gathering together of believers. For this first video, I'm going to be talking about how we as a church could incorporate technology and social media to its fullest potential. You know, thinking about those verses in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, where it's talking about not loving the things of this world. You guys know the saying, like, be in this world, but not of this world. And I've heard churches kind of use that as, you know, kind of a way to say, well, we shouldn't really be using social media. That's something that the world does, or we shouldn't be using all this technology live stream. Like, we just need to be together. And, you know, that's all something that can lead you astray. And that's like a worldly thing. And I kind of wanted to challenge that, you know, that idea. And I think for most of us, for the past couple of months, we realized the importance of technology and of social media. And if you didn't realize that 5 months ago, you know, certainly now you're realizing it. Churches that didn't have Facebook or didn't, you know, weren't promoting social media, you know, 3 months ago, they're setting up their Facebook live accounts and live stream, and all of a sudden things changed. And, you know, I think it's possible that maybe we had that verse a little bit wrong. It's possible to use technology and to use social media to its fullest potential and to redeem it for God's glory. You know, us as a church, Calvary SD, when this whole pandemic hit, we gathered together as a staff, and we began to pray through what could church look like as we stream it into people's homes. And it was really awesome to be able to think about creative ways to maybe reimagine how the Word of God could go forth, how we could do worship, and how we could, you know, maybe do that more effectively right in someone's living room. You see, maybe for the first time ever, the church, the global church, had an unprecedented opportunity to reach out to, you know, hundreds of millions of people, you know, through live stream, through Facebook, through Instagram Live, you know, with everyone being at home, you know, the reach of the church just got huge. And it was amazing to see how people were even, you know, watching three sermons on a Sunday. And some people didn't like that, or they maybe thought that was not good. But I think it was amazing to be able to have the word being taught and to, you know, be able to partake in that for three different churches, four different churches on a Sunday. It was really a really cool thing. So for the next few minutes, I'm just going to talk about a couple key points that really stuck out to me as lessons that I learned through this pandemic, through this lockdown, as it relates to corporate worship and really the message of the church in general. One of the first things I wanted to highlight, being a worship leader, is, you know, this lockdown really allowed us to maybe rethink the simplicity of worship in our churches. You know, you got to see churches like Hillsong and, you know, The Rock here in San Diego, Bethel, really kind of stripped down how they did worship back to, you know, an acoustic guitar and one vocalist. And I thought it was so sweet, because we know, obviously, these churches are known for their, you know, worship experience and this big worship, and all those things are amazing and great. But, you know, at the end of the day, even those churches, you know, they stripped everything down to what really matters, right? And, you know, you can worship the Lord with a guitar and just one vocalist. And it was cool to see those churches kind of just strip everything down and just bring it back to, you know, one person with a mic just singing out. And, you know, for Calvary SD, one of my favorite services that we recorded was, it was just us on a lake with this mountainside, and me just playing worship with my guitar with a boom mic capturing my voice and the guitar. It was like super simple, the simplest setup that we had throughout the, you know, the 3 months. But it was like the most, you know, special to me, just because of its simplicity and how sweet it was. And, you know, I think for the church, it was really cool to be able to know we don't have to have these big full bands. We don't have to, you know, compete with this church or with the other church. And, you know, when it all comes down to it, just having one guitar and singing to the Lord, that's worship, right? That's what it is. And this lockdown, I think, let us maybe kind of reset and rethink about what worship really is, and you know, the simplicity, almost like the less is more kind of attitude. Another thing that I noticed is during this this lockdown, we got to see some denominational healing. And kind of what I mean by that is all of a sudden we realized as churches, we're all in this together. We were contacting other churches about, you know, questions on how they recorded certain things or how they did worship. We ourselves got to help other Calvary chapels regarding their live stream and regarding setting up camera angles and just kind of, you know, helping them think through how they wanted to do their service. And I just thought, wow, did it really take like a global pandemic to get churches to unite together to realize like we're fighting over really ridiculous things and we need to realize that we're one in Christ? And it was really sad to me that it took a pandemic to see that play out. But it was one of the things that I noticed it was a positive for this lockdown. There was denominational healing within our churches. I got to see that firsthand within Calvary San Diego, helping out other local Calvaries here in San Diego. And you know, Calvary's really throughout the country coming together and figuring out how can we do this the best way? How can we reach our people in the most effective way? And you know, people calling us up like, hey, I really loved how you did this. Can you talk to us about that? And it was such a cool experience just to be able to encourage others with the things that we learned about and the things that we utilize for our live stream and for our services. Another way that the churches came together is, you know, we had these church-wide prayer meetings for our county, for San Diego. So we got to be a part of the global church, different denominations, different churches, and we got to pray together, praying for God's mercy, you know, with this lockdown, with this pandemic, praying for His Spirit to move, you know, amongst us and for the gospel to go forth in our community for people to get saved. And it was so cool to be a part of all the different churches here in our county. You know, this lockdown also allowed us to be able to think outside of the box a little bit. As I mentioned earlier, when this whole thing happened, you know, our staff came together and we began to pray and, you know, ask the questions, you know, what could church look like? How could church be different if we're, you know, going to bring God's word and worship to people in their living room? What are some things that we can do to really get that point across in the best way? So it was really cool to be able to think outside the box. You know, you notice that our angle of the camera switch, I'm in a new place, I'm outside. And, you know, we know the attention span of people usually is about 20 minutes when they're watching something. That's why I have commercial breaks. So, you know, one of the things that we did was switch up different angles, you know, inside, outside, to be able to kind of give people's brains a restart so they can be paying attention again. The other thing that we did is one of the services, we went outside and we went up on the roof and we shot our service and worship on the roof.
Good morning, Calvary San Diego. Welcome to Church on the Roof.
So for the service that we shot on our roof, we got up like 5 o'clock in the morning so that we can get up here for the sunrise. And you know, we just simply used a boom mic and, you know, one of these little mics here. Don't be overwhelmed. You think like, wow, I don't have all this stuff. You could do this for, you know, a couple of $100s. Just buy this little mic that goes into your iPhone. You can have a boom mic, a camera, and, you know, you're ready to go. But it was really cool just to be able to, you know, we thought everyone's stuck inside, so let's bring the church outside. Let's do something different that could, you know, people would be excited about, and you know, they're stuck in their home. So the fact that we could be on our roof worshiping the Lord and, you know, teaching God's word was pretty cool, and it was a fun experience to do that. You know, we recognized that people had lots of different opportunities to go to different churches, you know, websites and view their sermons. We also recognize that, you know, the attention span is not that great. So we cut our services down to an hour. We did basically 30, 35 minutes of teaching. And then, you know, throughout that 35 minutes, we did stuff with multiple camera angles. We went outside, inside. We went to different locations to shoot. We did like green screen backgrounds, you know, maybe the Bible verse would or a quote would come up on the screen. We were able to do that. And, you know, just kind of switch things up to give people's brains a break instead of just, you know, looking at someone for an hour teaching the Bible. Not that that's bad. We just, chose to go a different route. For our Easter service, it was really fun. We kind of did an all-in-the-family event where we did children's ministry as part of the recording. You know, we had our children's pastor lead the kids in a children's song. There was a scavenger hunt based around Bible verses. For the youth, we did like a TikTok challenge and kind of in the middle of the message. We had a gospel presentation just for the kids. And then, you know, Phil came on and gave his Easter message with a gospel presentation. And it was kind of like all the different ministries of the church wrapped up into one service. And that was really exciting too. It was really cool just to incorporate all those little details that happened during a Sunday morning, all in one and in one live recording. As the weeks drew on, we kind of played around with bigger worship, more band members. We kind of built a whole stage indoors, you know, with lighting the way we wanted it and with the sound the way we wanted it, so we could have multiple members of the worship team doing worship. We also played around with the idea of doing a live Q&A where during the message, people would text in their questions and Pastor Phil, after his message, would answer those questions, you know, live during the service. And, you know, that really worked well as well. There was a lot of things that we tried to do. Some things worked great, some things didn't work so great. But, you know, the really interesting thing was we just got to play around with these ideas and got to, like I said, think outside of the box and still be effective and having Jesus be the center. So, you know, we could not have to be in the sanctuary, have different elements, you know, green screen, different video angles, Q&A, but, you know, it never took away from the central focus of what we wanted to get across, which was Jesus Christ, Him crucified, teaching God's word. And I really feel like we were able to do that effectively. So it was really great to be able to reimagine what church could look like as we were kind of beaming it into people's homes on the computer or on TV. You know, for myself, it's really easy to get comfortable into the way that things usually are. And personally, this was a great time to, again, reimagine what church could be like, kind of get pushed out of my comfort zone and to know and understand that even though church looked different, even though we did lots of different things, it was still effective. The Holy Spirit was still working. You know, Jesus was the center. The gospel was being preached. And, you know, people were receiving the Lord, encouraged, and built up during this time. So it was so great to know that church could look a little different and still not shift from the central focus of Jesus, His importance, our life in Him, and the gospel. So all this leads me to the second point that I'm going to make in my next video, which is this: with this great use of technology and with the use of social media, you know, redeeming the time, pointing people to Jesus and getting the gospel out, all of that was great, you know, kind of visiting what church could look like. But at the end of the day, it still left us hungering for more. So we're going to get to that second point in the next video. But I'm just going to leave you thinking about this. With all these great things that happened and with the different methods that we were using, it still left us wanting more. And I'm going to share about what that missing piece was in the next video.